Yesterday, over 350 Girl and Boy Scouts participated in 14 Scout races along the Unadilla and Susquehanna Rivers. I spoke with longtime Girl Scout coordinator Eileen Talmadge about the Scouts at the Clinton.
You have been coordinating on the Girl Scout side now for 15 years. What keeps you going?
Oh, getting to see all the people that come up from around and getting able to visit with them year after year and see the girls grow up and come back as coaches. And it's just a great weekend. We have a great time down at Omahami, so we all stay together and have a big rally Friday night. And it's a great time, and I really look forward. And we've made some great friends throughout the years.
Where do the teams come from?
They come from several councils in Pennsylvania, two different councils in New Jersey. They come from Connecticut and Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and several groups from within New York State. And, of course, we have our local girls that come from the local council.
You were talking about some of the paddlers' coaches. Some coaches have been around for a while.
We have at least a half a dozen coaches that have been coaching these girls and bringing kids for over 30 years.
Do any of these coaches paddle themselves?
Most of the coaches either paddle themselves on Sunday or have paddled many times, and had to put their paddle up in retirement because they've got, you know, some rotator cuff injuries or things like that. But we have a pair of coaches from the Catskill Mountain Canoers, Donna and Nancy, who have paddled together in the adult sprint race for 30 years. This will be their 30th year, I think.
That's amazing. That is just awesome. One thing that I've noticed, when the scouts come in, there is easily the most excitement when the scouts are crossing the line, the fans, the parents, the team members. It is just a wild scene.
Yeah, they cheer for each other. Like Friday night, they've gotten together and had this big rally, and they've met each other. We have girls that pair up because they came without a partner, and we call them paddlers without partners, and they meet Friday night, and so some of them are cheering for their own team, and they're in the same boat. That's pretty neat, but, you know, it doesn't matter who they are. They just want them all to go out and have a good time and do the best they can and come back again.
You have any new teams, any new councils that are either interested or coming this year?
Our newest group is from Scranton. They had come years ago, and their coach, Phil, had been a paddler and got a team together after she moved to Scranton, and so they'll be coming for their second year. That's our newest team.
And then what about some of the girls and boys even that you've heard of? Have they come back and do Sunday races or even Monday endurance races?
Oh, yeah. Last year we had two people who hit their 700-mile club who were former girls paddlers, and we've had, well, most of the women sprint on Sunday is coaches from the Girl Scout teams.
How many years have the Girl Scouts been participating in the Clinton?
They've been participating for 32 years. This will be our 32nd year for the Girl Scouts. The other thing I guess I would say is that we have volunteers that come in and help us out just for this weekend. You know, that have do nothing else for scouting or have anything to do with the canoeing, but they come up and they have a great time at the fairgrounds together, you know, helping out at the race that day.
That was Eileen Talmadge, Girl Scout race coordinator for the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. The race committee wishes to thank Eileen for her 15 years of service. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.